So what we've done is created a model where women can come to pursestrings.co as their destination location for all things information and resources around financial questions, transactions, anything like that. But moreover, what we do is provide them a list of top-tier financial professionals who really want to serve a female market, learn how to work with women, or are already working with women and serving this very underserved market to the tune of $24 trillion. And we provide those, someone might say it's like the Angie list of financial services, to women. So women can go and select from those professionals who have been trained and vetted by us.
Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. I'm Morris Sims, and I'm going to be your host for this podcast. Are you working as hard as you can, putting in just as many hours as you possibly can, but your income and your business, well, it just doesn't seem to be improving the way you want it to. It's just not growing as fast as you'd like. Well, I help business owners like yourself become more efficient with running their business and more effective in making sales. Because when you do both of those things, then your gross revenue goes up, and when that happens, everything else comes into play. Who am I to help you with this? Well, I've been a successful sales professional, I've trained professional salespeople, and I've led the development department that trained over 12,000 salespeople with a staff of over 200 all across the country. I started my career barely breaking $25,000 a year, and if I was lucky, I could get 1 or 2 weeks off. I retired earning almost $500,000 a year, taking at least 5 weeks off every year. I can help you get your business to where you want it to be. On this show, our guest and I are going to share some practical ideas with you to help you grow your business and see more of that revenue become income for you and your family. I'm here to help you. So let's get this show started. Today on the Business of Sales, my guest is Barbara Provost. Barbara has created a whole operation around something she calls the purse strings model that I really am excited to share with everybody today, because it all is about providing good resources to women to help them make good financial decisions, and also then to provide financial professionals who can help them plan for a wonderful financial future. So it has to do with all of us from all sides of the coin. Barbara, thank you so much for being with us today.
Wonderful. It's wonderful being here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. We're glad to have you. So tell me about purse strings. How does this all work, and how in the world did you come up with this idea?
Yeah. So I was a consultant in the financial industry for 20 plus years, designing and developing educational content and strategies to help financial professionals grow and scale their businesses or even launch their businesses. And during all of the work that I was doing over the years, I could see where women were an underserved market. And many people say, well, how did you see that? And it was in the linear sales process I often was supposed to teach. It was in the marketing materials that showed typically a white man and a white male, a white female skipping down the beach with two children, which is not typically the family structure these days. It was a lot of complex information that was not really explained. I felt a little high pressured. And so I'd consistently go back to leadership and say to them, there's some opportunity here. I really think you're overlooking a female market. Well, this was about 20 years ago, maybe 25. And they looked at me like I was crazy and just told me to keep doing what I was hired to do. So I started my own consulting practice and consulted across many financial institutions, but I could see the same thing going on everywhere. Women were underserved. They were not really being tailored to. It was just kind of a broad brush. And I thought, there's a big missed opportunity here. Fast forward to when I got divorced, which was about 8 years ago, and I navigated that process with other women of my age who were bright, smart, talented, educated women who were asking questions like, I'm not quite sure the financials in my household. I don't really pay the bills. My husband, I'm not quite sure if he's got life insurance, just fundamental questions that I thought every woman at that point in time should know of. And then to triangulate this a little bit more, I'd go run through Target to do my shopping or Costco, and I saw women of retirement age bagging my groceries or handing out little snick snacks. And I thought, why are these women doing this work? Is it because they want the social outlet, or is it because they really need the money? So I dug into this research. I actually commissioned a person to do a lot of research around this, and it came out to show that the insurance and financial industry wins the award as being the least sympathetic to women, and that's a quote from Harvard Business Review, and that women were woefully underprepared for their financial future.
Hey, y'all, hang on for just a second. I got something I just got to tell you. I'm giving away some free stuff, all right? Free stuff. I've got a copy in there of my ebook, Practical Influence, with ideas to help you improve your influence with other people. I've got some great marketing and prospecting ideas that are on an audio file, so you can listen to it while you work out or drive or whatever you'd like to. And we've also got some stuff in there on planning for 2022 to help you make 2022 your best year ever. Just go to morrissims.com/free stuff. That's morrissims.com/free stuff and get your free stuff. It's just that easy. All right, now back to the show.
And I thought, yes, this is exactly what I've experienced and what I've seen. So what can I do to solve this problem? And that is the purse strings model. So what we've done is created a model where women can come to pursestrings.co as their destination location for all things information and resources around financial questions, transactions, anything like that. But moreover, what we do is provide them a list of top-tier financial professionals who really want to serve a female market, learn how to work with women, or are already working with women and serving this very underserved market to the tune of $24 trillion. And we provide those, someone might say it's like the Angie list of financial services, to women. So women can go and select from those professionals who've been trained and vetted by us as ones who are serving a female market.
That sounds outrageously wonderful. And those financial professionals that are purse string approved, they're not just women, I would bet, right?
Oh, no, women and men. And we cast a large net because women need more than just a financial professional at the table. They need maybe a life insurance person, maybe a PNC person. Maybe they need a realtor, a lender, an attorney, a business coach. Anytime a woman needs to make a financial decision, transaction, investment, the question I get all the time is, who can I go to? Who can I trust? So we have this list of vetted professionals, trusted professionals, that women can go in and select from based on whatever their concern or need is. Maybe they're getting married, getting divorced, getting a big windfall, transitioning to a new job, starting a business, selling a business. Any type of financial concern, transaction, investment, we've got you covered.
Well, there's no doubt that you're in the right space because I was out there with you 15, 20 years ago, and there was definitely a sudden awakening that, wow, you know, we need to do a much, much better job of addressing financial concerns for women. We created an entire women's division that was all about us not only serving women better, but hiring more women and bringing more women into management into our company. So it continues. I mean, it didn't stop back then.
Right. And there was kind of an inkling, an awakening happening. But fast forward to today, the stats are very slim still to see women in the financial institutions staying there and in leadership roles. So there's a lot more work to do.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. So if I'm a financial professional out there, I'm a professional salesperson out there in the world of finance, how do I become approved for the purse strings operation?
Mm-hmm. So what we're looking for at Purse Strings is we're looking for top-tier financial professionals. They come to us either through referral of somebody who is already a Purse Strings approved professional, or they're people that we see are already doing the work that we are looking for. So they're serving a female market. They understand the plight of women. Many come to us with stories about why they serve a female market. And many of it include experiences their own families. So many times I hear men who typically say, you know, my dad died. I had to go help my mom with the finances. I was shocked to see how little they had, or that it was not well planned, and that my mom did have to get back to work. And that made me think, I don't want women to be in this situation. So they went in to be financial professionals. I've heard that story more than once. And then I hear stories from women who say, you know, I went through a divorce, or I'm widowed and I didn't have the resources that I really needed at my fingertips. So I became a financial professional to help divorced women or widows or whatever it might be. So we look for those professionals who come to their calling of finance in various different ways and to help a female market.
You know, it's amazing. I bet you there's more of that out there than either one of us have even ever dreamed of. When my uncle passed away, I went to help my aunt deal with that estate. And she shared with me that, you know, my pension check would come in and my uncle would her husband would take the check and deposit it and give her $100 in cash. And that's what she had to live on for the next month. And I mean, I was flabbergasted, still am, when I think of the story. I just get totally flabbergasted because I'm not sure Carla gives me $100 a month to live on. But... But I mean, in our family, she does it. She handles all the money. It's all, you know, it's on her world. And of course, I've got all the life insurance stuff because that was my business and my stuff. Mm-hmm. But she knows where all of it is. She knows where everything, how it all works. And she pays the premiums on it out of our paycheck every month. So it's just, it amazes me when I see the vast need for this out there in the real world. I've experienced it myself, and it's just as bad today as it ever was 20 years ago, I believe.
It's true. And what was most eye-opening for me was not only did we, you know, do the research, dig deep into the research, but I also held focus groups with lots of different women of different age, different cultures, across the spectrum as much as I could gather. And the common theme they would say to me every single time I'd open this discussion was, they don't even look at me. I can't tell you how many times women say to me, they don't even look at me. And when I say this to other women, they just nod their head. They don't push back. And I say, tell me more about what that means. They said, well, if I sit down with my husband at the table, they don't even look at me. They look at my husband and they talk to him. So I don't even know what I'm doing there. And it was appalling that I heard that so often. However, I will tell you that part of what Purse Strings is also doing is challenging women to come to the table, to not be dismissed, to not give over their power, their money to somebody else, but be part of the conversation and not be intimidated by the conversation, because we're here to provide you the tools and the resources, the verbiage, the foundation that you need to go in and feel what we say is confident and competent to go and have those conversations, because your money is your power. And as you well know, women control the purse strings. 95% of the decisions made in any household are influenced by the women. And you also know that probably that women are coming into the largest transference of wealth in history. And we want to make sure women are at the table and prepared to manage that wealth.
Oh, isn't that the truth? And oh, golly gee, Barbara, I just can't tell you how many times I've sat at the table and gone through the sales process with a family, and by the time it's all over with, if mom wasn't at the table, dad wouldn't make a decision because he had to go talk to mom about it because she's the one that made the decisions on who the checks were going to get written to. Mm-hmm. And how many times dad would say, oh, yeah, man, we're going to do that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then mom would come back in and say, no, not going to go that direction. So you're absolutely right. The women in the world do control the purse strings, and that hasn't changed over the years. It seems to still be the case out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do influence 95% of the purchasing decisions in the household. However, when it comes to the long-term investing, you know, the pensions, annuities, 401ks, things like that, oftentimes women will retreat from those types of investments and decisions. Not all women. This is not a broad brush. The data will tell you that many women leave that up to somebody else to make those decisions on her behalf. And the concern about that, and this is a really big concern, is that all the decisions made at the table about those investments are going to impact her more than they're going to impact the male spouse. As we well know, it's because women will outlive their male partner.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to say. If mortality doesn't change drastically, then the ladies are going to be here long after the rest of us are gone.
Right. So if those decisions are not made on her behalf or with her understanding, oftentimes that's why there's kind of a deer in the headlights situation. They were not sure. They didn't know. Nobody told them. And they are, you know, looking for a second job or upskilling themselves. And let's not forget the great divorce, which is something that's, you know, popping up in our emails every day. Women who have raised children are on their own. There's a divorce that takes place. The woman's been out of the workforce for so long. You know, she doesn't get half typically. There's some juxtaposition there determining, you know, on whatever the split is. But oftentimes women do have to go back to work. And that's a very trying time for women. And it's not the time to start learning about how to invest your finances. We're really asking women, you know, this is not hard. This is important. This is your power. Your money is your power. And don't give that away.
Isn't that the truth? Can we back up for just a half a second, Barbara? I got to ask the question, why? You mentioned that most of the time, the long-term decisions women are not entering into. Why do you think that's the case? Or why does that show up in your research as being the case?
I think it's because so often women are concerned about the day-to-day expenses, running of the household, operations of getting children, hither and yon. Some women, you know, work two jobs. So they're doing the day-to-day, you know, catching, you know, they're what we say is the safety net of all things, right? During the day, they're the main operator of the household. So when they're talking about long-term investment, whatever, oftentimes we see a divide and conquer of split between responsibilities. But also, you know, back in the day, you know, the women were at home and the men made the money. So they made the financial decisions and took care of all that investments. And the women trusted that they would be okay. That was kind of the role.
Yeah.
However, that role has changed so often. And also, I would argue that the financial industry was a model that was created by men for men. And oftentimes it's very, you know, as you all know, it still is very male dominated. And what we teach and what we do at Purse Strings is teach financial professionals that women make financial decisions very differently than men make financial decisions. And their reason for engaging with financial professional is different, and how they engage with financial professionals is different, and what they want is different. And unless the financial industry understands that and acknowledges that, I often say, you know, they could go by way of Blockbuster when they thought, you know, Netflix came to them about streaming and they didn't think streaming was important. And then look what happened to Blockbuster.
Yeah,
so
right on.
That's my analogy. You know, it's so often it's been very difficult to get this messaging through because, you know, financial industries are still making pretty good money. They don't really feel a pinch.
Well, that's absolutely the case and remains that way today for sure. The fact is that there's such an untapped market here.
Huge.
Golly gee whiz, if I were out there today, that would be one of the key market areas that I would try and focus on. One of my target markets would be to work with women because, geez, that's where the money is today.
Yes. Yeah, there are $24 to $27 trillion underserved market to begin with. And like we've said earlier, coming into the largest transfers of wealth in history, I think it's 1,800 women open new businesses every day. And, you know, women have left the workforce because they can't manage all that's happening with COVID and all that. And so many women are finding other ways to make money. And they're doing it. They're doing it quite successfully. And we at Purse Strings are networking with the likes of large female-centric organizations like Leadership Global, which is a global organization of female, multi-million-dollar female entrepreneurs across the globe. FemCity, another amazing network of female entrepreneurs who are building and growing and scaling their businesses as well. And so if you're not looking at what's happening with women in the industry, you are going to be blindsided, because women are the most powerful market, and they are 51% of your market. So I always say women are not a niche market. They are your market.
That's absolutely right. I hadn't thought of it that way, but by George, you're 100% correct.
Yep.
That's amazing. Barbara, if I'm out there and I'm a financial professional, and maybe we've awakened some folks and had some folks open their eyes to this opportunity, can they contact you about Purse Strings and become an approved financially fearless Purse Strings agent?
Yes, we would love to talk to anyone who's really interested in really serving a female market. We don't take all comers. We do have a vetting process. However, just go ahead and reach out to me at barb@pursestrings.co. The website is pursestrings.co. It's not .com. There's a story behind that. But pursestrings.co, you can reach out to us through our website or to me directly at barb@pursestrings.co.
Boy, that'd be great. And what happens then? There's got to be more than just I call up, you say, yep, you're done, and you put a big rubber stamp on my forehead. What do you do right with somebody?
Oh, well, so if we find that you are what we call Purse Strings approved, we invite you to join us. It's a membership organization. We onboard you. You get your full your full own webpage on our site where you can put in a lot of really great information, direct hot links to your calendar, all of your social media, your LinkedIn page, a video welcoming any women to who you are, who you serve, how you do it. We talk about, you know, what are the services you provide? Who are the people that you like to serve? Who's your best client? You can really niche down to who is your best customer, best client that you're looking to work with. Even what do you charge for your services? So very transparent. Women want to be transparent, not tricked or not played. They want to know, you know, who you are, what do you do, how can you help me? You can put in how you love to help women. You can see all this on our website when you dive into some of the other profiles. But not only that, what we do is we promote you to our communities of women in several different ways. We're on all the social media channels. So we promote you through all of our channels, LinkedIn, Instagram. We have a Facebook group, Facebook page. We engage with you and our community of women through our Facebook group. We have live Facebook live events where we present you to our communities of women, your knowledge, your expertise. We're coming out with our own podcast this year that's called Women and Money, the Shit We Don't Talk About, because we're going to start talking about it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Tell me that. you got to do that title for me one more time.
We're launching a podcast this month called Women and Money, the Shit We Don't Talk About.
Oh, I love it.
And a lot of that is because women don't really want to talk about money. It's been a cultural, it's been how we've been trained. It's, you know, disrespectful to ask people what they paid for things, how much money they make. But we're talking about it because there's so many areas in which women are not really asking and really asking the right questions or really fighting for themselves in terms of financials in lots of different areas. We're going to dig into so many amazing things, and we're going to get women to understand why they need to engage and to engage. So that's what our podcast is all about.
Oh, I love it. I love the title, The Shit We Don't Talk About. I mean, that's how true, how absolutely true is that? I mean, even between a married couple, that's something that they don't talk about. And when they do, it's usually because they have to. And if it's
amen.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's a big thing and causes more problems than probably most anything else in a marriage that's out there. So, yeah. Oh, I love that title. That is outstanding. outstanding. I need to rethink mine. That's the the business of sales, the shit we don't talk about. I like that. Barbara, seriously, that is really, really cool and so vitally necessary. And I'm sure you also have some resources to teach these folks how to best deal with women and to be conscious of and realize and act properly to be able to interact and build a relationship, a business relationship.
We have a whole course on that. It's called Reach, Engage, and Earn the Female Dollar. It was a course I was building as an adult educator when I was also asked to consult with the World Bank on the exact topic. And so I've consulted with them and built similar coursework for financial professionals in India, in Nigeria, Ghana, the Philippines. So as a consultant to the World Bank, what I learned was that this is not only a U.S. problem, it's a world issue where women are an underserved market.
Do you find it's more prevalent, the fact that women are not involved in the financial decisions and discussions? Do you find that's more prevalent in non-United States cultures?
Well, culture certainly plays a role. However, what we're also seeing is that in other cultures, they have, these women who are starting their own businesses and really need funding. And so women can't go into a bank and ask for funding because they're dismissed. You know, do you know how much money that is? Do you know how to manage that much money? Does your husband know that you're asking for that money? So we really need to retrain and reskill a lot of financial industry professionals on how to really, what we say is reach, engage, and earn the female dollar.
That is outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Barbara, as we wrap up here, can you give our listeners, actually, a couple of things that they could do better when they're working with families and with women and women business owners? And just give me a couple of tips that if I'm out there selling, what should I be aware of? What should I do besides the most important one, which is acknowledge the fact that the woman is in the room and that she's an important part of the conversation?
Yes, that's first. That's very, very, very important. And, you know, I'll say something. It's very simple. You're going to say, well, that's really simple, but it's really hard to do. I liken it to when people say, oh, you want to lose weight? You just eat less and exercise more.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's really hard to do, right? So the first thing I have to always tell people is they just need to listen. Ask an open-ended question, what are your concerns today? And not say another word. And pause and take out a piece of paper and a pencil and write down everything she says. And encourage her to say, what else? You know, what else? Mm-hmm. How else can I help you? What are your concerns? So often what I see, and I've seen this in the sales process, and you've probably seen it too, is, you know, a lot about me as the salesperson, what I do, why I'm good, all my certifications, what I can do, what I sell, what I this, what I that. And it has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. It has everything to do with the person sitting across the table. And far too often, we don't give that person the respect and the space they need to really talk about what their concerns are, what are the questions that they have, why they're there today in front of you, or why they called you. But really getting to the core of what it is that she is looking for or she needs. And then not giving her a solution right out of the gate, but really asking more questions and really understanding who your customer is. And that's just the start of it. Women look for professionals who they want to trust, because trust is a huge issue and there's a lot of lack of trust in the financial industry, across the industry, and women. And so women want to make sure they're building a connection, a relationship, an understanding. And I'll tell you that takes longer, but do you know that women will provide 27 more referrals to you than men just based on her amazing and excellent experience that you provide her?
And the loyalty has got to be stronger.
Huge. It's huge.
That's amazing.
So that's my very first tip and most important tip. And if you can master that, you're about 80% there.
Barbara, one more question that comes to mind. If I am a a woman out there as a financial services professional. Do I need to be a part of this, or does this just come naturally to me because I happen to be a woman?
I think there are some innate capabilities that women have and understand how to engage with other women. However, I do think, you know, by learning from us, our course, and talking to other professionals, we really dig deep and explore what it is that women want and how to provide them what they need. So some of it is innate, but some of it is also a learned skill. Like listening, right? How many times as a sales professional did you teach how to really listen to your customer, right? Listening is a really difficult skill for all of us, and we all need to fine-tune and sharpen that skill as well.
We all certainly need to learn how to do it better. There's no doubt about that. And the other thing that crossed my mind was that most of the financial services professionals out there were trained by men who, or at least in training operations, that were written by men. And
right.
You know, again, we're missing the boat. So I'm out there and I decide, because of this wonderful podcast that they've just listened to on the business of sales, I've decided I'm going to begin to go out and target market women. How do I approach a woman, a female business owner? What's the best way?
Well, you know, like any woman, there's a courting process. And you know, you using the word sales, women don't want to be sold anything. They want to build a relationship with someone and get to know who they are and what they're about before they're even thinking about making a purchase or an investment. So it's not a transactional sales process with women. It's developing a relationship with them and really a couple of conversations, perhaps. I know people don't like to hear that. And I've heard men say, I don't want to sell to women. They take too long to make a decision, or they ask too many questions. And that's all true. It's all true. And there's a reason behind it. But if you know how to engage with a female market, you'll never have to ask for another referral.
Well, the benefits are just so much stronger if I take the time to go through that sales process with a woman. The benefits are just so much stronger in the work that we're going to be able to do together. But as you mentioned, the referrals and the loyalty, they're going to, you know, if you provide good service and you do the right things and you build that positive business relationship, they're going to be with you forever.
Right. And one time a gentleman said to me, why don't women buy long-term care? Is it because it's too expensive? And I just said, you know, have you looked at some of the lotions and bags and shoes that women buy? They want to buy value. They want to buy quality. Price is not always the first concern for them.
Not at all.
They want to know what they're getting is going to provide them what they need in terms of security and value and usefulness, all of those things. So when you look at a sales process in terms of the cost, then you've already lost with a woman because you've not shown her the value.
Barbara, this has been an outstanding conversation. Thank you so much for being with us here today.
My pleasure. I love to talk about this. I think it's so important in the world, especially now. There's so much happening. And we want all women to be what we say is financially fearless, and we want them to do business with those professionals who are going to provide them the respect and the dignity and the time and space they need to make really good financial decisions for themselves and for their families.
So if you want to be a Purse Strings approved financial professional, or if you'd like to improve your ability to be financially fearless, go to pursestrings.co, pursestrings.co, and engage with Barbara and talk with her and learn more about what she can do and Purse Strings can do for you, because I'm telling you, this is a huge opportunity for each and every one of us in the financial services business to be able to really move to a new level. This is such an important thing. It's needed, and it is. It seems to be so straightforward. It ain't difficult, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really not. Call folks up and build that personal relationship, and by George, you're going to do some great things with men and women, but certainly with this underserved market that has so much potential. Barbara, again, thank you so much for being on The Business of Sales with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And everybody else out there, y'all go out there and make it a great week. Do some wonderful things. It's the beginning of the year. We've got good stuff coming up ahead of us. Go out there, make it a great week. Enjoy what you do. Have a great time. I'll see you again next week right here on the Business of Sales.